नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम फिफ्थ कांटो चैप्टर 20, चैप्टर एंटाइटल द स्ट्रक्चर ऑफ द यूनिवर्स, टेक्स्ट 38। एतावान् लोकविन्यासः मान लक्षण संस्थाभिः विचिन्तितः कविभिः स तु पञ्चाशतकोटि गणितस्य भूगोलस्य तुरीयभाग अयम् लोकालोकाचलः। सो हियर इज इन प्रोज फॉर्म बट वी ट्राई टू चैंट इन एतावाल्लोकविन्यास मनलक्षण संस्थाभिर्विचिन्तितः कविभिस्तुः पञ्चाशतकोटि गणितस्य भूगोलस्य तुरीयभागोऽयं लोकालोकचलः। एतावाल्लोकविन्यास मनलक्षण संस्थाभिर्विचिन्तितः कविभिः स तु पञ्चाशतकोटि गणितस्य भूगोलस्य तुरीयभागोऽयं लोकालोकचलः। एतावाल्लोकविन्यास मनोलक्षणः संस्थाभिर्विचिन्तितः कविभिः सतु पञ्चाशतकोटि गणितस्य भूगोलस्य तुरीयभागोऽयं लोकालोकचलः। प्लीज रिपीट। एतावाल्लोकविन्यासो मनलक्षण संस्थाभिर्विचिन्तितः कविभिः सतु पञ्चाशत कोटि गणितस्य भूगोलस्य
Mothers,
पञ्चाशत कोटि गणितस्य भूगोलस्य तुरीयभागयं लोकालोकश्च
वाड्मिनि एतावान्
दिस् मच्
लोकः विन्यासः द प्लेसिङ्ग् आफ् दि डिफरेण्ट् प्लानेट्स् मान विथ मेजरमेंट्स लक्षण सिम्टम्स संस्था भी एज वेल एज विथ देयर डिफरेंट सिचुएशंस विचिंतितः एस्टैब्लिश्ड बाय साइंटिफिक कैलकुलेशंस कभी भी बाय लर्निंग स्कॉलर्स सह देट तू बट पंचाशत कोटि 50 क्रोर जोजन्स गणितस्य व्हिच इज मेजर एट भूगोलस्य ऑफ द प्लैनेटरी सिस्टम्स नोन एज भूगोलोक तुरीय भाग 1/4 अयम दिस लोकालोका चला द माउंटेन नोन एज लोकालोक ट्रांसलेशन एंड पासपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद श्रील प्रभुपाद की ट्रांसलेशन Learned scholars who are free from mistakes, illusions, and propensities to cheat have thus described the planetary systems and their particular symptoms, measurements, and locations. With great deliberation, they have established the truth that the distance between Sumeru and the mountain known as Lokaloka is 1/4 of the diameter of the universe. Or, in other words, 125 lakh yojanas, that is 1 billion miles. Perfect. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur had given accurate astronomical information about the location of Lokaloka mountain. the movement of the sun globe and the distance between the sun and the circumference of the universe. How are the technical terms used in the astronomical calculations given by the Jyotirveda are difficult to translate in English. Therefore, to satisfy the reader, we may include the exact Sanskrit statement given by Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, which records exact calculations regarding universal affairs. Then Prabhupada gave about 20 lines Sanskrit commentary of Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur without translation. So, Satu loka lakastu bhu lokasya bhu sambandhandha golakasya artha suryasya eva bhuva api anna golakaro madhya vartitvat kha golokam eva bhuvalam api panchasata kvati. Like this, it's continuing 20 lines because there is no translation, so no use, we cannot understand the Sanskrit. Okay. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shailakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurubhe Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Tadamayam Dadati Sopadantikam. Vande aham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Pada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnambhamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tan Sajivam Sadvaitam Sa Avadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhanitansya Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesa Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauradise Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesah Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripasindhurubhyavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Etava lokah vinyasa mana lakshana samsthabhir vichintitah kavi bhishatu pancha satah koti ganitasya bhugalasya turiyo bhago yam loka loka chala. Learned scholars who are free from mistakes, illusions and propensities to cheat have thus described the planetary systems and their particular particular symptoms, measurements and locations. With great deliberation, they have established the truth that the distance between Sumeru and the mountain known as Lokaloka is 1/4 of the diameter of the universe. Or in other words, 125 lakh yojanas that is 1 billion miles. So this conversation is going between Maharaj Parikshit and Sukhdev Goswami. Maharaj Parikshit was cursed by Takshaka that he is going to die within 7 days. And now he has heard already 4th canto, out of 10 canto of Bhagavatam. He has heard whole 10 canto of Bhagavatam within 7 days. So he has already heard about 4th canto and 5th canto about half. That means how many days he already heard Bhagavatam? Sri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai, Krishna Balaram Ki Jai, Adhasam, Sri Gaur Nitai. That means out of seven days, 3 days at least have passed away. So how many days left? 4 days. Before 4 days, you have already noticed that you are going to die after 4 days. This end of fourth day, you are going to die. So what you will do? You will discuss this, how this universe is created and how this structure of the universe, all these things. What you will do generally? If you get the sure notice that you are going to die after 4 days, you have to leave this body. Then what you have to do? We'll call devotees and do what? Sankirtan, surrounded the devotee, he is to sleep in the middle and he will have to do Sankirtan, chant and glorify the Lord or put his pictures like this, become very serious. But what he is doing? Parikshit Maharaj is going to die after 4 days, but he is hearing about the structure of the universe, how this creation is, why it is like this. Because living entities, unless understood how minute is position, because pride is always within our heart. We think we are so great. Everyone wants things to show that how great I am. So unless one becomes very humble, then he cannot do he cannot perfectly remember Krishna. One time one temple commander was there in Juhu temple, ISKCON Juhu, and he was temple commander. So he was thinking, I am temple commander. So when the newcomers come, he was in charge of temple commander and also keeping the new bhaktas, and he can kick out also someone he wants to kick out from temple. So he was thinking, I am big person, he has a temple commander office and sitting. Then when the new bhaktas come to him, he told Nivakta, every day you must come and pay me obeisances. So they pay obeisances. Then he, one time he was giving lecture to Nivakta, he told me, do you know, I am temple commander. If I want, I can kick you out within 1 minute from here. Then he was very proud. So gradually this message come to Nipahupada. This temple commander is telling like this to Nivakta, and then he is it. The new bhaktas are always folding hand and just paying him obeisances because they're thinking this person can kick us out. So one time Prabhupada called him to his room and told, Krishna created this entire spiritual world and material world, and out of his whole creation, Krishna told, Aham sarvasya prabhava matah sarvan pravartate, everything emanates from me. I am the cause of all causes, sarva karana karanam. In Bhagavatam also, in Chatushloki, first verse, Krishna told, aham aivasya vagre nanyat yat sat asat param paschataham yetatascha yovasishata sovasmiham. When there was nothing, I was there. And the end of all annihilation, also I remain there. So Prabhupada told actually whole creation of Krishna, 3/4 is spiritual world. 3/4 is spiritual world. Just like in this earth planet, we think everywhere is land, but we are not land.
some children that those are reading in, they are studying in Gurukul, they do not have experience about what is ocean. They may not have seen ocean. Because they think everywhere is what?
Land.
Land is everywhere. Maybe somewhere little some water, some lakes or some rivers, but land is everywhere. But after studying in school and college, we can know that 3/4 of this earth planet is what? Ocean, salty water. Only 1/4 is land. And we are thinking land is everywhere. Prabhupada told that 3/4 is spiritual world and 1/4 is this material world. And in this material world, there are innumerable planets. There are many universes. There are many Brahmas, many Rudras. Brahma has his experience in Dwarka, where Krishna wanted, the Brahma also thinking sometimes, I am Brahma, forehead, I am Brahma. I know all knowledge, Ruksha, Matha, Jadru, Atharva. So Krishna, to smash his pride, he one time called to Brahma to Dwarka, and when Brahma come to Dwarka, then Krishna also told to the gatekeeper, asking who is Brahma. He has also had a who is Brahma? Why he is asking? I am Brahma. Krishna called him, and you know all stories how in Krishna book it is explained. Brahma saw so many other Brahmas having 10 heads, having 100 heads, having 1,000 heads. So many universes and so many Brahmas are there. Prabhupada told this temple, he told there's so many universes and so many Brahmandas, then this one universe, there is earth planet. This is the smallest of all other planets. There's 3 lokas, Bhur, Bhuva, Soha, and earth is very small. And in this earth planet, there are 7 continents. And one of continent is Asia. And in Asia, there are so many countries. There is one, Russia is bigger than, one country is half in Europe and half in Asia. And India is one country out of this Asia continent. And in India, there is so many states. And there is one state is Maharashtra. In Maharashtra, there are so many cities. And one city is Bombay. And in Bombay, there are so many temples. And one of such temples is Radha Rasbihari temple. And in that temple, there is management system, there is GBC, there is and there is temple president and temple vice president, managers, and there is one commander also to look after the cleaning of the temples. And he is thinking, I am all in all. So the temple commander is sitting and putting down his mind. Because it's natural, we become proud. So unless we understand how great Krishna, if you see this whole creation, you must think who is there, must be some creator. Scientists may be thinking, there is a Big Bang theory, everything just manifested automatically. There is Big Bang and everything just manifested everywhere. The stars, planets, dust. But even the intelligent, some scientists, those are intelligent, they explained that it's not possible without a creator. There's one such scientist was Sir Isaac Newton. He has explained his theory of gravitation theory. So to explain this theory, he made a nice diagram. And when other scientists came, they told, what is this? This is diagram. Oh, very nice. Who made this diagram? The Newton, who teach them that they are atheists, told, actually this is manifested itself, automatically manifested, this diagram. They told, no. Other scientists told, no. It must be, this diagram is, you made this diagram. Then Newton told, if a small diagram cannot manifest itself, then how you are thinking that the entire universe is manifested, automatically just manifested. There is creation, then that there must be a creator, someone created everything. So that's why it is very difficult. This is difficult part of Srimad Bhagavatam to understand this creation. The 10 topics of Srimad Bhagavatam,
अतः स्वर्ग विसर्गश्च पोषण स्थानमुदय मनंतर ऐसा कथा निरोधो मुक्ति आश्रय. सो दिस इज क्रिएशन. फर्स्ट टू टॉपिक्स इज स्वर्ग विसर्ग. स्वर्ग मीन्स द क्रिएशन दैट इज मेड बाय द लॉर्ड दिस विष्णु हिमसेल्फ और श्री कृष्ण हिमसेल्फ. ठीक है, ही जस्ट समथिंग डायरेक्टली क्रिएटेड बाय कृष्ण फ्रॉम कृष्ण बलराम एपियर्ड एंड ऑल दी then from Balaram, how the spiritual world created and all these things. There's some creations up to Mahavishnu, Karandaka Sai Vishnu, Garbhadaka Sai Vishnu, Khiradaka Sai Vishnu. So this is direct creation from Krishna, but when from the navel of Garbhadaka Sai Vishnu, Brahma emanates from a lotus, then Brahma created. He started also, he made creation. There's so many Brahmas, but at least every universe has one Brahma. There is so many Karanadaksha, so many Garbhadaksha Vishnus and Kirodaksha Vishnus. But there is one Karanadaksha Vishnu, he is known as Mahavishnu. And from his, when he has just annihilated, so many universes coming out from his force, everywhere. The Karanadaksha Vishnus just floating like footballs. Just like, you can, how it is possible? It expands gradually, just like one banyan seed. How big? Banyan tree is so high, huge tree, but seed of banyan tree is very small. But from that small seed, such a huge tree manifested. Only the devotees could understand these things. A materialist person, atheist, they cannot understand how it is manifested. So anyhow, so there are so many universes, and then Garbhadaksha Sai Vishnu just, Karanadaksha Sai Vishnu expands himself as Garbhadaksha Sai Vishnu and he entered every universe. And from Garbhadaksha Sai Vishnu's navel there is Brahma. And in every universe there is many Garbhadaksha Sai Vishnus and Brahmas according to their size and their need. The Brahmas in some universe have 4 heads, somewhere 10 heads, somewhere 100 heads, 1000 heads. So this universe is very small. And so our creator Brahma is 4 head. And this description is given, that is the secondary creation, that is Visarga. The creation made by Brahma. So this is, we are reading the structure of universe. Who made this structure? Though Krishna is cause of all causes, but practically it is made by Brahma. So where did Brahma get the intelligence? How he become intelligent, such intelligent person and such yoga shakti to create everything? Krishna told in Bhagavad Gita. Sarvasya chaham kriti sannivishta matah smatir jnanam apohanam cha vedaischa sarvai aham avyavedyo vedanta krit veda videva chaham. So actually Krishna is giving intelligence to everyone. He also gave knowledge. Tena Brahma Buddha Adikavaya. See, the first living entity Brahma, so he got the knowledge from Krishna. Krishna gave all knowledge within the heart of Brahma. And he empowered Brahma to create everything, to do it in detailed creation. So in this way, when you read this creation, how this creation is, then you think, how minute I am. I am a living entity. How minute. Then you become very humble. Otherwise it is not possible to become humble. We think, oh, we are very big. Unless we read all these things very detailed, it is not possible to do pure devotion, to perform pure devotional service. That is asana, that is the conclusion of Srimad Bhagavatam. And from beginning we have to go step by step. Otherwise it is very difficult. That's why Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Siddhanta valiya mane nakara alas iha haite krishne hai sudrudha vishwas. In order to have firm or determined in the lotus feet, firm determination at the lotus feet of Krishna to perform pure devotional service to Krishna, you must know all these Siddhantas of Bhagavatam. How everything created, how who is creator,
You have to know all these things. Otherwise, your mind cannot be fixed. Lotus feet of Krishna. So you don't become lazy. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is telling you, don't become lazy when you get this fifth canto or other things that is description about universe. Don't become lazy. Try to understand them and scrutinize in very detail. Otherwise, you cannot fix your mind. Lotus feet of Krishna. A devotee means pure devotee means he knows everything. A devotee is not fool. You know, just like Sahaji has just chant and dance, but he did not know any Shastra. Uttama Vaishnava means he knows all Shastra. Sarva Shastra, Sunipun, Rodhanishtha Jal, Uttama Adhikari Sai, Taraye Sansa. Who is Uttama Vaishnava? Sarva Shastra, Sunipun. He knows in detail, all scrutinizingly, everything about Shastra. Sarva Shastra, Sunipun. Drudhanishtha Jar, he is firm faith in Krishna Bhakti and lotus feet of Krishna. One can have firm faith when he knows Shastra in detail. Drudhanishtha Jar, Uttama Adhikari Sai, he is Uttama Vaishnava, Taraya Sansar. Then if such one Uttama Vaishnava like Srila Prabhupada, he can deliver entire world. That's why you have to know Shastra. You told, okay, then what is happened about Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, he was just like, what? He did not know how to sign also. He did not read Shastra so detail. You think like this, but he knows everything. How he knows? Because he is pure devotee. Krishna told, Tesam evanukam partham aham ajnana jantama nasayami atma bhavastha jnana dipena bhasuta. His divine grace, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say, he was a great scholar, he was a very renowned scholar all over India. But sometimes he has some question, he used to go to his Guru Maharaj, Guru Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. Then he asked difficult questions, but he was astonished how when Guru Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj gave answer, he quotes so many examples from Vedas, from Upanishads, from Puranas, he chants so many Sanskrit verses. How is this coming? Who is giving this? Mata smatir jnanam apahanam cha. Who is giving? Krishna. Krishna is sitting with him. Vedaisya sarvai rahama vedati. He knows everything. So, that's why Prabhupada wrote in this purport, in the beginning, that who has that, how, what is secret to understanding this creation, the structure of the universe, that learned scholars who are free from mistakes, illusions, propensity to cheat, that means the conditioned soul cannot understand all these things. In order to perfectly understand Bhagavatam, you have to become a liberated, so at least come to the liberated platform. Then you can gradually, everything will be understood by you. That is because you get all knowledge from Krishna. Unless you get knowledge from Krishna, you cannot understand everything. Our knowledge is very limited. So there are four defects of the conditioned soul. What is? To get illusion, commit mistake, cheating propensity, and imperfect senses. So as long as we are subject to these four defects, then how can we understand anything perfectly? So that's why we must observe ourselves very carefully and to make ourselves free from this defects. These four defects, in Chaitanya Charitamrita in the beginning, Prabhupada wrote in introduction to Chaitanya Charitamrita that as long as a living entity has these four defects of a conditioned soul, he should not write anything about spiritual topics. He should not give any commentary on some spiritual. He should not translate or give commentary on Bhagavad Gita, on Bhagavatam and other spiritual topics. Because why? If he writes something, then he is subject to these mistakes. For defects of the conditioned soul, then whatever he writes, there is some mistake. Commit mistake. One of the So what, that's why we, the scientists are which category? They're conditioned soul or they're all conditioned souls. So whatever their theory they just explain, then is subject to this four defects. They definitely make some comment, some mistake. And Darwin theory, he has made this theory. Now some other scientists came, they reject this theory. They told, no, this is not true. Before this, so many years before, even the school, college students are reading Darwin theory. How this evolution comes out from amoeba, then it's come to reptiles and birds and then animals, then how from monkey, from how human beings come. But now it is other scientists, they prove that this is bogus, this theory is not true. Correct. So anything that is described as the conditioned soul, you know, they are subject to mistakes. It is not perfect. That's why Prabhupada is writing in the beginning of his purport, the learned scholars who are free from mistakes, illusions and propensity to cheat have thus described the planetary systems and their particular symptoms, measurements and locations. Who is describing this? Who is that liberated soul? Sukhdev Goswami. Sukhdev Goswami is describing these things. So Sukhdev Goswami is a liberated soul. And he is not also just speculating. He heard this in parampara. He heard this knowledge from Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva heard it from Narada. Narada heard it from Brahma. Brahma finally. Brahma got this knowledge from Supreme Personality of Godhead. So any knowledge coming in parampara, when we read in this part, we can speak, so if we repeat this, whatever we read from the Prabhupada's Bhaktivedanta purport, then it will be perfect. If you speculate something in using our own intelligence, they are subject to some mistake. That is why as it is, you have to accept the acharyas as it is. Don't speculate, don't add anything. Prabhupada always told like this, don't add anything, don't subtract, no need to add and subtract. What Prabhupada gave, just follow it as it is. Because Prabhupada is liberated, so there is no question of making any mistake. But when we did something, there was a mistake. We speak something, comment something, then you come, they are subject to mistake. That's why you have to accept it as it is. So, because time is short. So this chapter is describing the structure of universe. As in previous chapters, there was description of Jambudvipa. And then the another island is described in this beginning of this chapter, the island of Prakhyadvipa, that is twice broader than Jambudvipa, surrounded by salt water. This island is surrounded by, but it's called, why it is called island? Because island is always surrounded by water. In between there is some land, but it is surrounded by water, some liquid substances, then it's called island. So there is Prakhyadvipa, that's twice broader than Jambudvipa, surrounded by salt water. Salt water. Then there is Salmalidvipa, surrounded by ocean of liquid. This is twice broader than Prakhyadvipa. Then Kusadvipa, that is surrounded by clarified butter. This dvipa is twice broader than the previous dvipa, Salmalidvipa. Then Kaunchadvipa, that is surrounded by ocean of milk. And ocean of milk, and this dvipa is also broader, or is bigger than, twice than the previous dvipa, previous island, Kusadvipa. Then fifth was Sakadvipa, that is ocean of Yagut, surrounded by ocean of Yagut. And this is also twice broader than the previous island, that is Kaunchadvipa. And then Puskaradvipa, the ocean of clear water, is surrounded by ocean of clear water. This is also twice broader than the previous dvipa, Sakadvipa. And then beyond this Puskaradvipa, there is two more islands. These two islands,
beyond the Pushkar, there are two islands. One island is with sunshine, and other island is without sunshine. And in between these two islands, there is a huge mountain. And this mountain is known as Loka, Loko Mountain. Loka means Aloka, Aloka and Aloka and Aloka, just like A means negative sense. So there is one planet having no light, it is, and another is Aloka, having sunshine. Because this mountain is so high, standing in between these two islands, it is so high, it is even higher than Dhruvaloka, in the previous Parpatrupaloka, this is higher than Dhruvaloka. So it's blocking the whole sunrise, because sunshine cannot cross this mountain. It's so high. As a Sumeru mountain, in top of Sumeru mountain, who is kingdom in top of Sumeru mountain? You heard about Sumeru mountain before? It's backbone of the universe. So, Sumeru mountain, who is it in top of the Sumeru mountain? Actually, it must be one big dry ground. Then you can see and at least have some idea. Sumeru mountain, top of Sumeru mountain is Brahmaloka. Brahma is sitting top of Sumeru mountain. That is Brahmaloka. And surrounding Brahmaloka, there is principal demigods. Principal demigods are surrounding. But the Lokaloka mountain is even higher than Sumeru mountain. It is higher than Dhruvaloka. And in top of Lokaloka mountain, you will read in forthcoming verses that Lord Narayana is residing. In top of Lokaloka mountain, Lord Narayana is residing. His expansion of Lord Krishna, he is residing there. In this way, this whole description, maybe scientists think, oh, this is just some, who sees this ocean of milk, ocean of liquor, ocean of that, we have just seen the salt ocean. The salt ocean is surrounding this planet, our planet. But whether these people, they believe or not, they are like Prabhupada, they are just like Mr. Frog. Prabhupada told the scientists are just like Mr. Frog, residing in a small well and thinking that nothing is bigger than this well. Frog was thinking, I am the biggest in my size. When this child frog come and saw after seeing the elephant, they say his mother, there is very big elephant. Because this frog was so much pride in him. So he told, no one can be bigger than me. Just you are trying to expand herself. And finally, burst. Similarly, the scientists like, they did not see anything, then they cannot believe this description given in Srimad Bhagavatam by the liberated souls. This is not description by the conditioned souls. Srimad Bhagavatam is the description of liberated souls like Sukadeva Goswami. So we have to believe this. The whole spiritual science is coming in descending process. There are two types of logic. Deductive logic and inductive logic. Deductive logic is you have to first consider one statement, then you follow it. Men are mortal. Because it is mentioned in Gita and Bhagavatam, all men are mortal. Men are mortal. Then you have to follow it. But what is inductive process? No. We cannot accept this conclusion. We have to verify. So how many verify your whole world? There is a crores of people and so many living entities. You have to go and search one by one. Your lifetime will finish. So in this way, Vedic statement is perfect because it is given by people having no defect. The four defects of a conditioned soul. They are liberated souls. That's why Vedic statements are known as Sabda Brahma. The three pramanas, this Sabda Pramana, Anumana Pramana, and Pratyaksha Pramana. Prabhupada wrote in introduction to Isopanishad. So, Sabda Pramana means this Vedic knowledge, this Bhagavatam and all this Vedic knowledge. Whatever he has given this proof here, you have to believe it. Just like you have to believe men are mortal, or this cow dung is pure. It is told in Veda, corn shell is pure. You have to believe it.
Ganga water is pure. Water of Ganges is pure. You have to believe it. Because it is given in Vedic, in Veda, in Shastras. Then you may be examined, then you can understand. Now scientists are thinking, they are examining how this cow dung is pure. Now we understand how cow dung is pure. There's so many good qualities in cow dung. It is antiseptic and so many things. How Ganga water is pure? Because if pure Ganga water, put any insect or any germs, diarrhea germs or any disease germ, just put there. Immediately die. Cannot survive in Ganga water. So that's why there is a reason why these things are told in Vedas and Puranas, Shastras as pure. So that is Vedic knowledge, Sabda Pramana. You have to accept without any argument and logic. Just accept it as it is. That is perfect. So that's why this Bhagavatam is called Amala Pramana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. And so that's why we have to believe these statements, whatever described in Bhagavatam. Read it very attentively and believe this. If you are sincere, then Krishna will help, then you will understand everything. Without help of Krishna or his pure representative, pure devotee, it is not possible to understand anything. We may be very great scholar, but if Krishna did not want, you cannot read and again you cannot understand anything. But Krishna favors someone, then he gives all knowledge from within. You understand everything. Mata smatir jnanam apahamam cha. So that's why Prabhupada just purport has mentioned that this knowledge is given by the perfect liberated souls. They're free from four defects of the conditioned soul. That's why we have to accept this description as it is. So time is over. So any question or comment? Hare Krishna. Yes. You're taking mic, you're not clear. Everyone has to listen here. Talk. Hare Krishna.
You said that Bhagavatam can only be understood by the liberated souls. Until and unless we come to the liberated platform, we cannot understand Bhagavatam.
Yes. So I told you have to take help from liberated soul. It will accept the purport of Srila Prabhupada, who is a liberated soul, who is given the Bhaktivedanta purport. You accept it as it is and sincerely, then you can also understand. Any other question? Don't speculate anything. Just accept it as it is. Any other question? Comment? Granthasmad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.